Six Music. From 2 a.m. Introducing with Tom Robinson. At midnight, Don Letts. Right now, it's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B, Belly BC. That's who.
Don't take it too slow. You don't have the time for long flirtation. You don't have the time for the least hesitation. Roses all are blooming, lilacs all aglow, honeysuckle vines shine, shine. I'll get out, I'll get out of your house. Don't you see it's better this way? Don't you see it's better this way? You can't bait her shy. You know the reason why. If you don't go get what you need, something's gonna break on the inside.
Madam, Jolie Holland and Springtime Can Kill You. Whew. Whereas, I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and this could be my finest hour. Welcome everybody to the programme, pre-recorded in the top room of my little house here in North Manchester. Pre-recorded on a Wednesday afternoon. Plenty of emails from you guys and Song for Guy recommendations throughout this week's show. Thank you for following me to Brooklyn and back last week. That was good fun. And yes, Jolie Holland is our featured artist, not for the first time on The Finest Hour. I think the first time I made Jolie a featured artist must be going back 5 years, 6 years. But recently I've been in touch with her. Having never met her, we've started emailing. And to confirm your suspicions about the great woman, she's really lovely. She tells a great story. And yeah, I'm dead proud of my new mate. So why not use it as an excuse to play some of her amazing music again. Another two from her before midnight. And my theme this week, as you might have heard if you heard me talking to Mary Ann midweek, who was filling in for Sean all last week and did a brilliant job. She played an amazing Isley Brothers tune that I've never heard before. I'll have to ask her what it was. But it put me in the mood anyway, for harmonica. And I decided that's what's going to, this week's show is going to be about the harmonica. Because you might not know this about me, but I'm not a bad harp player. Eh? Did you know? No, you didn't. Because Elbow, generally speaking, don't let me play the harmonica in the band. Apart from when we cover Black Sabbath, The Wizard. Is that hard to imagine for you? And we did it a good few years ago in the Night and Day Cafe for something called Black Sabbath, which was basically on a Sunday and all the local bands of the time covered Black Sabbath tunes. We covered The Wizard. That was the last time I played harmonica on stage. Maybe I'm hinting, eh? Anybody out there need a harp player? Let me know. Harp, harmonica, sorry, that could be confusing. Harp is a slang term for a harmonica. A gob iron is another one. It's called the blues harp. I think you can see how that works. So yeah, I'll be looking at three harmonica players in particular, trying to draw out different aspects of the instrument. Larry Adler is perhaps the most famous harmonica player, in this country at least, because he settled here. We'll hear from the Beckopedia, and repeat Beckopedia on that. She's going to introduce us to Larry Adler in just a song's time. And Larry Adler said that he thought the best harmonica player in the world was Stevie Wonder. So there you go, I've got some Stevie Wonder as well. And also my favourite harmonica player, Mark Feltham, or Feltham, I've never known how to pronounce his name and I've never met him. But he's the harmonica player with Talk Talk and, well, lots and lots of stuff throughout the 90s and beyond. Yeah, he's probably the most busy contemporary British harmonica player. He's amazing. So yeah, examples from all them and much more besides. First of all though, you know my recent passion for Afrobeat. Well, here's fella Cootie in Africa 70 with Ginger Baker from Cream. It's called Let's Start, and let's start with a counting from the great man himself.
One, two, three. Share it with me. aṣojú mi ò ṣe rí sí mi o.
Fela Kuti and Africa 70 with Ginger Baker and Let's Start. And did we start? My sister Karen lives in France, has done for 30 years or something like that. And while she's listening to the programme on the iPlayer, illegally I think, she does her ironing. She's a school teacher and she does her ironing while she's listening to this programme. And I just know what will have happened to her during that Fela Kuti tune, because she cannot resist a beat. She's in a couple of bands herself. She's a samba percussionist, amongst other things. Anyway, thank you, Karen. Lots of love. The theme is harmonicas. You can't say harmonicas in Great Britain, at least, without thinking of Larry Adler. Here's an introduction to him. This is a repeat Beckopedia from some time ago. Now then.
Then, Larry Adler was born contrary. After showing early promise as a pianist, his parents sent him to the Peabody Conservatory in Baltimore, where he demonstrated his contempt for its highbrow attitude by pounding out "Yes, we have no bananas" at a recital, resulting in his expulsion. Having decided to make the mouth organ his chosen instrument, he won the Maryland Harmonica Championship at 13 before running away to make his fortune. And make it he did, working his way up from busker to movie star by delighting and surprising audiences with masterful renditions of everything from Mozart to Gershwin. But at the height of his success, his uncompromising attitude cost him his career in an America gripped by McCarthyism. Rather than betray his friends or his beliefs, he left the country he once loved and moved to Britain, where right up to his death, he was cherished as a musician, writer and raconteur. Yet despite his ebullient character, in every sob and keen of his harmonica were the shadows of the life he left behind, wrought in the music he would always love. And why am I telling you this? Because you need to know. Thank you.
wonderful, eh? Courtesy of our mystery musical history girl, the Beckopedia. That was Larry Adler, and It Ain't Necessarily So. A few emails before we move on. Somebody got in touch saying, what was the tune before The Verve? They didn't sign the email, but going off the time the email was sent, it was Dove's Sea Song. That was on my Sea special a couple of weeks ago. Somebody else got in touch, same kind of thing, but she's called Kerry. And yeah, before the Be Good Tanyas, what did I play? And it was Bridie Jackson and Arbour with a song called Prolong. Anything I play on the Finest Hour, though, just to remind you, if you go to my page on the Six Music website when the show's finished, a full listing will appear. I think you have to look at show by year or show by date. But we keep all the listings, so everything I've ever played in the last 6 years I've been on the station or whatever it is up there. I want to reintroduce the deliberate lie. I was supposed to do it last week and I forgot, which is brilliant, isn't it? Hang on a minute, where's this email? Oh, this is a good one, actually, unrelated to the deliberate lie. Hello, Mr. Garvey. As requested, my favourite line from the Love Boat theme is, and love won't hurt anymore. that's my star email, I think, actually. Yeah, brilliant. So, yeah, somebody got in touch and said, yeah, genius. I'm going to tell a deliberate line between now and midnight. And the lie was the lie about the lie itself. Yeah, quite right. I am actually going to tell a deliberate lie between now and midnight. See if you can spot it. There's no prize. It's not a competition. We're not allowed to do them anymore. I can't remember why. But anyway, moving on. We heard Larry Adler, and it ain't necessarily so. And Larry Adler said that Stevie Wonder was the best harmonica player in the world. And so let's have one from Stevie. I couldn't remember the name of this one. I had to phone Mark Potter, my guitarist, and he filled me in. So thanks for that, Pop. This is Boogie On Reggae Woman from, of course, Stevie Wonder. Hey! Stevie Wonder and Boogie On Reggae Woman. Wonderful stuff. We're going to have another Stevie Wonder tune in a while, and more harmonica generally throughout the show. Not too many, because it can get grating if you have too many of the same sound all the way through a programme. So there's another one from Stevie, one from Mark Feltham, and that's kind of it for the harmonica this week.
I think the level's okay. Here we go. A day in the life of me, Gideon Coe. I wake up at 7 o'clock sharp, listen to Six Music, then a bit of the Today programme.
Good morning, this is Today.
I get out of bed. Then there's the school run, my daily fight with the knotweed in the garden, and then I'll be listening to lots of records, as many as I possibly can. Then I take the afternoon train to Six Music, find the session and concert tracks from the BBC archive, some old records too, choose the ones I want, and then I mix it up for 3 hours. Then I go home, shipping forecast.
Westerly 4, occasionally 6 at first.
Bed. Gideon Coe. Monday to Thursday nights from 9 on BBC Radio Six Music.
Jolly Jupiter. It's Guy Garvey's finest hour.
This next tune is a new one by Satellites. It's called Wasteland. And the wasteland, I remember somebody referring to television as a vast wasteland. I went and Googled it, and it was Newton Norman Minow, who was, he was chairman of the Federal Communications Commission in America, and he was a TV reformer. In fact, here is the speech that he's still quoted, the wasteland speech. In fact, I'll do this speech over the introduction to the tune. Why don't I do that? I wonder if the Satellites will be okay with that. When television is good, nothing, not the theatre, not the magazines or newspapers, nothing is better. When television is bad, nothing is worse. I invite each of you to sit down in front of your television set when your station goes on the air and stay there for a day without a book, without a magazine, without a newspaper, without a profit and loss sheet or a rating book to distract you. Keep your eyes glued to that set until the station signs off. I can assure you that you will observe a vast wasteland.
Divert the waterfall. Build a thousand houses. And carry on. Regardless of any moment in your reach. Of your in 30 years. Don't miss the first of the month.
Great, that. Satellites with Wasteland. Do you know, the Fela Kuti tune before got me in a dancing mood, and I've often thought about this tune. I'm going to play you two in a row that have a party in the background. I think it's a great idea, isn't it? You want people to party to your tune, so why not put a party in the background of your tune? Here's Marvin Gaye with Gotta Give It Up, part one. Marvin Gaye, Gotta Give It Up, part one. I just picture band and crew, perhaps at the end of a tour, all doing their thing to that in a very drunken state. Please drink responsibly and all that. The Ramsey Lewis trio seem to cause a party wherever they go. Here they are live at the Lighthouse with Hang On Sloopy.
There you go.
Hang on, Sloopy from the Ramsey Lewis Trio live at the Lighthouse. An unusually groovy first hour for the finest hour this week, isn't it? Yeah, there's I don't know what's going on. Anyway, harmonica is the theme of this week's show. We've had one from Stevie Wonder, and just to remind you what a prodigy he was as a kid, here is very, very early Stevie Wonder with Fingertips, part 1 and 2, live.
Song I'm taking from my album, The Jazz Soul of Little Stevie. The name of the song is called Fingertips. Now I want you to clap your hand. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Stomp your feet. Jump up and down. Do anything that you wanna do.
Thank you.
if you want me to. I'm gonna swing the song, yeah, just a one more time when I come back. Just a one more time when I come back. So goodbye.
Little Stevie Wonder, as he was back then, with Fingertips Part 1 and 2. Yeah, earning his stripes as one of the world's best harmonica players. Stevie Wonder, of course, is a multi-instrumentalist and multi-award-winning singer-songwriter for decades and decades and decades. Turned in an amazing set at Glastonbury a few years ago. And a little-known fact is that he's also an inventor. He's got a couple of patents. He, of course, invented the Wonder Web, the clothing adherent tape that you do your turn-ups with. We've not played any Bowie for a bit.
And my time was running wild, a million dead-end streets, and every time I thought I got it made, it seemed the taste was not so sweet. So I turned myself to face me, but I've never caught a glimpse of how the others must see the faker. I'm much too fast to take that test.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
Don't wanna be a richer man.
Changes.
Turn and face the strain.
Changes.
It's gonna have to be a different man. Size, but never leave the stream of warm and permanent sand. So the days float through my eyes, but still the days seem the same. And these children that you spit on as they try to change their worlds are immune to your consultations. They're quite aware of what they're going through.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Don't tell them to grow up out of it.
Changes.
Turn and face the strange.
Changes.
Where's your shame? You've left us up to her next to me. Time may change me, but you can't twist time. Strange fascination, fascinating me. Our changes are taking
I love that song, it will never get old for me. David Bowie and Changes. When I got my first tape cassette unit from my mum for Christmas when I was a kid, I didn't have any cassettes, and I found one of my sister Sam. I'm talking about my sisters a lot this week, aren't I? They're on my mind. But my sister Sam, another one of my sisters who lives in Ireland with her fella and her son, I'd left behind a cassette of Hunky Dory. So as a kid, I got really into Hunky Dory for lack of any other cassettes. And then I came back to it as a sort of late teen, 18, 19, and reevaluated the whole album and learnt to love it in a different way. So very close to my heart for many, many reasons. That was David Bowie and Changes. I know it sounds crazy, but it does happen, right? If you need somewhere to start with David Bowie, that album is the one to get. If you're one of them people who knows the hits but isn't really sure, Hunky Dory by David Bowie is the album to start with, if you ask me.
I've been going to London's Nigel Carnival for the last 4 decades, and in that time, seen a lot of changes and eaten a lot of jerk chicken.
At the Six Music website.
I'm Don Letts, and I've seen Carnival grow from 10,000 to a million people. And as for the music, well, let's just say it's come a long way from Calypso. It's now a celebration of freedom and individuality and a barometer which gauges the state of today's multicultural Britain.
Redeem full of culture, yeah.
Don Letts, Carnival Special.
My Culture Clash Carnival Special takes it all in, from old school sound system classics through to today's movers and shakers. It's my story of one of the most vibrant and colourful festivals in the world. Available now on the Six Music website.
Guy Garvey on Six.
A circumpolar star, if ever I saw one.
Here's a new one from Small Feet called Liar Behind the Sun. That Small Feet and Liar Behind the Sun. I'd like to hear some more from them. I really like the feel of that. I'm going to play you another Marley tune. This was, as was the Fela Kuti tune, recommended by our very own Peter Hardy, who knows I'm exploring a new area of music here for me. This is an extraordinary recording. I absolutely love it. And Yet Salif Keita, I hope that's how you pronounce his name, is known as the golden voice of Africa. This tune's called Mbemba. And unusually, Salif Keita is an albino and a direct descendant of the king of Mali, the founder of Mali. This is a wonderful thing. The chora on it is extraordinary. Let's see how much of it can fit in before the top of the hour. This is Salif Keita with Mbemba.
Thank you. bolamo kojondo ne bembe bolamo kojondo sa sangara nani akone dala kombo kamani dala jiba mi konde yukura mozo de tekele minobi okele kera fele bolodi ne bembe bora worudu
BBC Radio.
Six Music.
Who put Garvey on the air?
The B Belly BC, that's who.
Thank you.
Isn't that wonderful? Jolie Holland from the album The Living and the Dead. That's Fox in His Hole. What a wonderful voice she's got. My new pen pal, Jolie Holland. So if we're talking about great voices, Feist will jump to mind eventually. Here she is singing a Ron Sexsmith tune, Brandy Alexander.
Though I'd like to be the girl for him and cross the sea and land for him and milky skin, my tongue is sand until the ever distant band begins to play. He's my Brandy Alexander. Gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Brandy Alexander, he's my Brandy Alexander. Always gets me into trouble, but that's another matter. Brandy Alexander, though I know what I love more. Walking on needles and pins, my addiction to the worst of him. The low moon helps me sing. I'm his Brandy Alexander, always getting him into trouble. I hide that I.
Brandy Alexander, which is a Ron Sexsmith tune, and I'll have to play some Ron Sexsmith next week. It's been a while. I interviewed him once on this very programme, back in the day. There you go. So my antenna twitched while I was watching season 2 of The Wire. It's the third time I've been through The Wire. It's just such a marvellous programme. Craig Potter and his Mrs. Esther. Craig is the keyboardist and producer in Elbow. They can't do it. They've tried to do The Wire twice and failed. I don't know how you can fail to love it, but there you go. In any case, so McNulty's driving down the street looking for Omar to help make Bunk's case against Bird. If you've not watched The Wire, that will just sound like cop drama guff to you. But in any case, this was playing in McNulty's car. The next two tunes are found in season 2 of The Wire. It doesn't surprise me that it's peppered with good music, with David Simon then going on to make Tremé, which is all about the music. Anyway, Here is Irma Thomas and Ruler of My Heart. This is so cool.
Ruler of my heart, robber of my soul, where can you be? I wait patiently. When you're alone, the going gets rough. Come back, come back, come back. I've had enough. Make me a queen. Happy again. Hear my cry. Please, my king.
Thomas and Ruler of My Heart. That's just so cool, isn't it? As is this next one by the Chambers Brothers. This was being played in the car of a prison guard in season 2 of The Wire. And I had to Shazam it. If you're not aware of the Shazam technology, it recognises music. It's an application on your phone and you point it at the speaker, it recognises the music and tells you what it is. And these days, it even gives you a link to iTunes where you can go and buy it. Isn't that marvellous? That's how this tune came to my attention. I was watching The Wire, this reared its head, just like the Irma Thomas tune you heard, and I went and got it for you lot to enjoy with me. Chambers Brothers and So Fine. Yeah!
Yeah!
feel alright. Oh, she made me feel alright. Do my baby so fine. Do my baby so fine. She told me that she loved me. Place her one above. That makes my baby so fine. That make my baby so fine. That make my baby so fine. Whoa, my baby so fine. She blows my mind. She blows my mind. My baby blows my mind. Whoa, she blows my mind. Got me acting crazy. She got me acting crazy.
So fine. So fine. Yeah. So fine. Yeah. My baby, you're a dog on fire. Sing for tears up and down my spine.
Chambers Brothers and So Fine. I don't know about you, but that makes me feel very relaxed. This is a new one from Alayla Diane. I'm a huge fan of hers since her first album came out. This album's called About Farewell, and the song's called The Way We Fall, and it sounds to me like Alayla's had her heart broken.
Was on the sidewalk washing up.
pass the whitewashed walls of summer past, the smoldering I do recall, the hopeless fate, the way we fall, the way we fall, the way we fall, the way we fall. Ooh, 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 ooh.
Wonderful Leila Diane from the album About Farewell, That's the Way We Fall. Isn't it beautiful? As is this one, Callum Smith got in touch and... how can I... where is it? Sorry. Here we go. Callum Smith got in touch and said, "Dear Guy, here goes my first song for Guy's submission. I'd like to recommend Temporary Dive by Anna Brunn. It's from Anna Brunn's second album of the same name, and it's an astonishing record from an astonishing songwriter. There's something about her voice that is infinitely appealing, and I hope you agree too. Thanks for reading this. I'm a long-time fan. It's not quite a Sunday evening without your voice on the wireless. Many best wishes, Callum Smith, London." The fact that you called your radio a wireless, Callum, you'll do for me. Here is Anna Brunn, a song for Gaia recommendation from Callum Smith. This is Temporary Dive.
Fell down in that hole again. I am a lump of jelly. I am a dead fish. I look up at the blue sky, and I know that it's just a temporary dive. Sometimes we tiptoe, sometimes we run, sometimes we wander while looking at the sun. Sometimes we tiptoe, sometimes we run, sometimes we wander while looking at the sun. Sometimes we wander while looking at the sun. Sometimes we tiptoe, sometimes we run, sometimes we wander while looking at the sun. Thank you.
avoid them. They change location every day. And somehow all of my traces, they vanish. But shall one stay put? Shall one stay low? Shall one not go just to avoid this hole? Sometimes we tiptoe, sometimes we run, sometimes we wander while looking at the sun. Sometimes we tiptoe, sometimes we run, sometimes we wander while looking at the sun.
Annie Brunn and Temporary Dive, a Song for Guy recommendation from Callum Smith. If you have a Song for Guy recommendation, that's a recommendation and not a request. Try and play me something you think I've not heard for any reason, either because it's old or because it was released in a different country and didn't make it over here. Whatever the reason, come on, educate me so that I can educate you in return. guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. That's guy.6music@bbc.co.uk. This next tune is the last one from our featured artist this week. This is Joey Holland, my new pen pal, from her album Catalpa. This is Wandering Angus, and if the words sound familiar, it's because it's adapted from a Yeats poem. It's just gorgeous.
To the hazel wood, because a fire was in my head, I cut and peeled a hazel wand and hooked a berry to and when
tears are done. The silver apples of the moon and the golden apples of the sun.
Jolie Holland's last offering this week, that's Wandering Angus from the album Catalpa. Jolie, if you're listening, please don't ever stop making music. I ran into a really good friend of mine last night and I was telling him all about Jolie. Not that he needs educating. Manu McLaughlin is one of the finest songwriters in Manchester. Hopefully some more music from Meadow coming up. That's the name of his outfit. This next tune, though, is from Lord Huron. It's called Ends of the Earth, and I think it's a re-release, and quite right, too. It's not the easiest time to get your music noticed these days. The money has gone from music. It's the end of Robert Plant's limousine, and we're back to being threadbare minstrels. So re-release it until people start listening, I think. This is Lord Huron, which I believe is... He got his band name because he used to go up to Lake Huron with his dad, and they would play guitar by the edge of Lake Huron. That's a nice reason for a band name, isn't it? Lord Huron and Ends of the Earth. And why not re-release a record when it's this pretty?
First you ride. No time for pondering why I'm wandering on while we're both so glad. To the end, to the earth, would you follow me? There's a world that was meant for us to see.
Follow till I get where I'm going.
Maybe I'm heading to die, but I'm still gonna try. I guess I'm going home.
Lord Huron and Ends of the Earth. Isn't it great? Why don't you support Lord Huron and go and buy it? Huron is spelled H-U-R-O-N, and the song's called Ends of the Earth.
All right. Hello, world. This is Esty Haim from the band Haim. I'm excited. This is great, but I am missing my sisters. I wish they were here. I think my playlist is full of fun songs. Mixtapes are a real thing. I think it's a lost art. I mean, I still make them. I still have a tape deck at my house. They're all songs that are very, very much special to me. I'm a very big fan of my hometown and where I'm from, and Kendrick Lamar is kind of a great representation of the West Coast, Los Angeles. If Prince walked in the door right now, my mind would be blown.
Haim's Six Music Playlist.
Go to the Six Music website now.
Guy Garvey on Six Music.
The matter and the anti-matter.
Let's have another Song for Guy recommendation. This is from BH in Edinburgh. That's a mysterious moniker, isn't it? I wonder what that stands for. BH in Edinburgh says, "Hey Guy, my recommendation for you has to be the rare Genesis B-side, It's Yourself. It backed Ripples, the single. It's from post-Gabriel era, while Steve Hackett was still in the band, and it's a beautiful little piece, not too different from King Crimson's Moonchild. Keep showing your great tunes, BH." Do you know what? I'm going to make post-Gabriel Genesis my featured artist next week, because there is plenty of great post-Gabriel Genesis. Purists will tell you that's not the case, but that's not true. If you're a regular listener, you'll know I'm a huge fan of Peter Gabriel and all his work, but let's shine the focus on post-Gabriel Genesis next week. If it's the B-side to Ripples, then this is Trick of the Tail era Genesis. And this rings so many childhood bells for me. I don't know if I have ever heard it before, or if it's just similar to Ripples, but it feels totally familiar to me. From BH in Edinburgh, this really is a cracking Song for Guy recommendation. This is Genesis and It's Yourself.
Can be easy.
yourself our love.
It's Yourself from Genesis. That's a Genesis B-side recommended from BH in Edinburgh. That's a cracking Song for Guy recommendation. Thank you so much. So the theme of this week's Finest Hour is the harmonica. And my favourite harmonica of all time is played by Mark Feltham, who, I think that's how you pronounce his name, it's either Feltham or Feltham, who is the harmonica star on the last three Talk Talk records. An extraordinary player who's worked with everyone from Talk Talk to Oasis. But the way that this is recorded and the way that he pours his soul into this performance, this takes harmonica to a different level for me. In fact, it's barely recognisable as that sort of cheeky, fun little instrument that it's usually looked on as, and it just becomes something deeply soulful here. There's quite a lot of silence at the beginning of this tune, and forest noises, etc. Do not adjust your set. It's the very subtle, very beautiful The Rainbow.
Thank you.
Talk Talk and the Rainbow from the amazing album Spirit of Eden, which is one of my favourite records of all time. That's all we have time for another week. Thank you so much for joining me. Thanks to Peter and Michelle and everybody who helps me put the show together at Media City Salford. Thanks very much for your Song for Guy recommendation, particularly BH with that Genesis B-side. I found that very inspiring. Thank you, of course, to the Beckopedia, the wonderful Beckopedia. She'll be back next week, our mystery musical history girl. I'm Guy Garvey, the lead singer of Elbow, and it just remains for me to say to you lot... 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Happy New Week. Night, Mum.
Introducing Mixtape.
Right now,
it's Don Letts.
Could be Saturday night, could be Sunday morning. Any which way, you've been given fair warning that this is Culture Clash Radio. Yes, crowd of people, Don Letts out of control for the next 2 hours, crossing time, space and genres, with the likes of Elvis Costello and the Roots, Peter Tosh, Arctic Monkeys, Morcheeba, Rodney P, Emiliano Torrini, Beck and Twilight Dub Sound System. And that's just the first hour. In the second, well, that's a whole different story. But until we get there, here's something strangely not due till the 23rd of the month, from Son of Dave, Hot Summer Nights.
Underground.
hugging. Ooh, you cute little